focus on another one of those now, and this is an opportunity to see a wonderful variety of sculpture in an amazing setting as well. Who could ask for more? So a variety of different sculptures on display, National Trust Standon House, which is really beautiful. It's going to be the setting for the Surrey Sculpture Society's next sculpture trail, which takes place between the 24th of June and the 24th of July. So get this in your diary, because it's going to be really lovely. Lots of different spaces, vegetable garden, pond, wooding area. And then within this, there'll be sculptures sitting within the variety of garden spaces and a real range as well. Let's find out more from Caroline Wheaton, who's the from the Surrey Sculpture Society, joins me on the line now. Caroline, thank you for joining us. Sounds like you're a really lovely setting for this.
Yeah, it's amazing. Thanks for speaking to us, Sarah. Yes, Standon House, one of the arts and crafts gems of the country. It's our first time at this beautiful venue, and we can't wait to set up there on the 24th of June with our new sculpture trail.
So tell us what a sculpture trail entails.
So there's going to be over 100 sculptures there. There's about 32 artists who are participating in this particular show. And as you said before, there'll be a whole range of outdoor sculptures spread across the terraces, the pathways and the lawns and even the kitchen garden there. And they're made of all manner of things, ceramics and metals and bronzes and glass and all types of prices and styles. So definitely something for everyone.
And actually, the sculptures are for sale during the event as well. So this is an opportunity for people to get something quite unique to display in their own garden.
Absolutely, yeah. And we find that having them on display in such an amazing sort of garden setting inspires people to have something in their own domestic setting, because a lot of these sculptures are not enormous. They're not the big public sculptures that you might see in a public place or a public square. These are stuff that you can have in your own garden and provide a beautiful focal point in lots of gardens, large or small, and lots of happy customers around the country. And we hope for some more to following Standon.
I love the idea of having a unique sculpture in the garden, because I think when we think of sculptures, we've got that quite traditional image that pops up immediately in our heads. And it sounds like the trail is going to challenge those preconceptions.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, fishes in trees and cats and all manner of things. It doesn't have to be sort of the traditional sort of fountain type sculpture that you might have in your mind. We've got many, many different styles and, as I say, sort of types of craftsmanship which are available throughout the trail. And with over 100 sculptures, there's definitely going to be something for everyone in that selection.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. So it's 24th of June to the 24th of July, and one for people's diaries. And how do people go? Is it a case of just turning up, or do you need to book in advance?
Absolutely. For all the access details, pop onto the National Trust website, nationaltrust.org.uk. And if you type in Standon House, all the access details, the prices and those kind of things are on their website. And obviously details of the Barn Cafe, because who can go to one of these lovely venues without stopping for a great tea and cake?
Oh, lovely. There's many reasons to go. Caroline, a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for sharing details of this lovely event with us. Nice to have you here
today.
Thanks, Caroline.
Thanks.
Caroline.